Kevin, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. The rumours are true. I am here right now.
Yes, you're here live in person.
Yes.
So, what made you decide to do stand-up comedy?
The aching void, really, internally. I mean, I used to, like most human beings, I enjoy the sensation of performing laughter. And that's what, you know, I listened to a lot of it when I was, you know, a teenager, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then I realized that you can actually chase your dreams, and I was like, yeah, I'll do that.
Maybe I should chase my dreams at some point.
So
I know you've also had some experience in university reviews, including Arts Review, which we actually got to talk about last week. What are some of the big differences and I guess even similarities between, I guess, performing sketch comedy and then stand-up comedy?
So Arts Review, R-E-V-U-E, you know, people are like, oh, it's 5 stars, a review. So a university review is like a sketch show, you know, it's like the cast, like all university students, none of us, you know, get, you know, it's all a labor of love, and you have like sketches that, like, you know, blackout on stage, something, lights go on, something happens, hopefully it's good, hopefully it's enjoyable, and it's really different to just, you know, a person talking at microphone. And I feel like they're just different modalities of being funny, you know what I mean? I know within the comedy communities, there's, like, you know, people who look down, like, people from one circle look down on the other or whatever. But, you know, it's all at the end of the day, you know, just being funny, having some yuck-yucks, you know, some goofs, some gaffs.
Some goofs, some gaffs.
Yeah.
And what are, I guess, the main elements that go into directing and producing your own stand-up show?
Directing and producing are, I guess, they're very ambitious words for really what is, I'm going to try to contagious. That's really the conceit of, I guess, a lot of stand-up. It's just like, I've had this thought, and I think others should have it as well. Whether or not it's a good idea or not, that's up to the crowd, really.
Yeah, I've always wondered. I've seen a lot of stand-up comedy, amateur and professional, and I always look at it and think it deals a lot with, especially amateurs, a lot of with rejection.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've been doing this for around, like, 5 years now, and, like, you kind of need to develop a thick skin, really. Like, I'm skin all the way down, baby. If you put a needle down, it comes out clean. This happened on the train here, by the way. Like, this is going to sound fake, but it isn't.
Okay.
I was sitting on the train to Epping, and I was like, just browse Twitter or something. And then, like, 10 minutes later, the stranger I sat next to just turned to me and goes, Kevin Jin? And I was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I saw you in, like, Royal Comedy last year. And I was like, what? Oh, okay. Yo, thanks, man. And he was like, yeah, you're really good. And I was like, oh, thanks. And then I gave him a flyer, which I printed the hour before. And now I'm here now.
And you're famous.
Yeah. I was just, it was just like, oh, wow. Is this what making it is like?
Is this my moment right here?
Oh, my God. Why can I hear, like, a power ballad playing in the background? What's going on?
if that's what would happen if it was your own movie.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah, you know how rappers say, "Oh, my life is a movie." Well, yeah, so is mine, and it's very mundane. It's like a slice of life film.
Yeah, maybe the last hour and a half from coming here, it's been a bit of a movie.
Yeah, it's a Miranda July film, you know. That's all I've aspired to be, really.
So for this bloody gin, sorry, my apologies.
All good.
Without giving too much away, what can we expect from the show?
So the show is essentially a culmination of the past 5-6 years of me. You know, like hitting the stage, you know, surfing those laughs. But yeah, it's really just kind of like time that I was like, you know what, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to try to do a solo show. I think it's time. I think I'm ready. And it's kind of like with comedy, a lot of the process is giving yourself hoops to jump through so you can kind of like meet it and try to, you know, further. A lot of the time as a comedian, you have a lot of thoughts which are, am I a comedian anymore? Like, I haven't written a new joke in like 5 days. Am I still a comedian? So there's a lot of, self-proving. It's very self-indulgent. It's very self-indulgent, really. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's very exciting. And when can we see you perform and how can we get tickets?
Okay. So I'm performing on the 3rd, 5th and 7th of September at 8:15 p.m. at the Factory Theatre. And tickets are available at Sydney Fringe Comedy. Just Google it.
Just give it a Google.
Just Google it. Yeah. I don't remember URLs anymore. I don't even remember my mum's URL.
Your mum's Facebook URL?
Yeah.
Just in general.
Yeah, just in general, you know.
And I guess just to wrap up, you came in the studio today and I noticed you have a very lovely rat's tail.
Oh, thank you.
How long is it?
So I actually haven't measured it because I'm secure, you know?
Yeah, you fair.
The numbers don't matter to me, you know? But I do, the rumors are true. I do have a foot-long rat's tail. I have it because my dad thought it would be funny for me to have.
Right,
yeah. And then as I got older, I was like, oh, well, I have it, and I just continue to have it. I don't see a reason to not have it. I've managed to get employment, so that's the biggest hurdle done, so...
So that's inspiration for anyone out there. If you decide to grow a rat's tail, you can still gain some employment.
Oh, then please, for the love of God, do not get a rat's tail. Like, from personal experience, it will stymie your professional, social, and romantic life horribly. But if you want to go for it, go for it, all right?
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Kevin.
You're very welcome. Please buy tickets to my show. I really need it.